I'm Henry McNulty, and this is From the Studio. I'm joined today by folks from Gonzaga Theatre and their upcoming production of The Tempest by William Shakespeare. I'm joined by Blake Anthony Edwards, the director. Hi, Blake.
Hi, how are you?
By Jack Champlin, who's playing Prospero. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
And by Franny Broderson, playing Ariel.
Hi there.
You mentioned this is Shakespeare's final play, or at least it's considered to be such, and the press release describes it as a culmination of everything that makes him remarkable. Could you speak to that?
Sure. It's not just that, you know, scholars like to call this a romance in their various desires to classify everything that Shakespeare ever did, but it's a romance because we get a lot of comedy and we get a lot of drama, and it doesn't resolve itself with either death or mass marriage, really. But it is men, monsters, spirits, mayhem. It is all of the fun that we associate with Shakespeare, especially if you've seen, you know, live Shakespeare done well. But it also has really moving dramatic moments. And I think the way these characters interact, the way that the characters are, well, characterized, if I can be a little redundant, is really fascinating. And it is very much an ensemble piece in the way that not every one of Shakespeare's plays is.
One, it's very different, strikingly different from something like Richard III.
Of course,
something like
yes.
that. So it reminds me in a way of Midsummer Night's Dream in the magical elements and in the ensemble cast. Do you feel there's some similarity there?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the inspiration for the staging of this piece took, it comes from my work with what's called the Hunter Heartbeat Method, something I learned in grad school. It's a series of theatrical games that are designed to help remediate common issues for kids on the autism spectrum, where everyone is sitting in a circle, tapping out a heartbeat, and there's obviously a lot to this method that we don't have time to go into today, but we're taking a page from that, this series of games, and they're rooted in Shakespeare, and the book that Kelly Hunter, namesake of the Hunter Heartbeat Method, put together uses both The Tempest and A Midsummer Night's Dream as the two examples. So when I learned this method, it was using The Tempest as the vehicle, and so this is a nice little kind of 10-year journey for me in learning this series of theatrical games and then kind of putting them on stage in a little bit of a different way.
We'll circle back to the Hunter Heartbeat Method a little bit later, but I also want to speak to our actors in the room, Jack Champlin and Franny Broderson, playing Prospero and Ariel, respectively. Tell me a little bit, I'll start with you, Jack, about Prospero as a character.
He's a tough character to talk about. He's one of those classic Shakespearean lead characters who, on a surface level, feels just like this kind of angry beast, you know, along the lines of a Claudius or a Macbeth. But I feel there's so much depth that we're exploring in our production. I feel there's so much emotion and honestly love in his character. You have his connection with Ariel, of course, and his daughter Miranda, and many other characters. It shows a real side of humanity that I think is something that Shakespeare uniquely portrays in his art.
Franny, I'll throw the same prompt to you about Ariel.
Also a complicated character, not necessarily quite as tortured as Prospero, but in the way of she longs for freedom. That is her driving force throughout this show. But she also, I think, in some ways longs for connection in the same way that Prospero does and is searching for that while also balancing the search for wanting a life of independence and kind of coming at the end to dealing with the conflict between those two and also just getting to watch and observe everyone else while also dealing with her own relationships.
Now, I understand you have a scene to perform for us. Is that correct?
Yes.
So this will be Jack Champlin as Prospero and Franny Broderson as Ariel. Take it away.
Of the king's ship, the mariners say how thou hast disposed and all the rest of the fleet.
Safely in the harbor is the king's ship. In the deep nook where once thou callest me up at midnight to fetch dew from the steel-vexed Bermoothes, there she's hid. The mariners, under all hatchets stowed, who with a charm joined their suffered labor, I have left asleep. And for the rest of the fleet, which I disperse, they have all met again, and are upon the Mediterranean float, bound sadly home for Naples, supposing that they saw the king's ship wrecked and his great person perish.
Ariel, thy charge exactly is performed, but there's more work.
Is there more toil? Since thou dost give me pains, let me remember thee what thou hast promised, which is not yet performed me.
How now? Moody? What is thou canst demand?
My liberty.
Before the time be out? No more.
I pray thee remember, I have done thee worthy service. Told thee no lies, made thee no mistaking, served without grudge or grumblings. Thou didst promise to bait me a full year.
Dost thou forget from what a torment I did free thee?
No.
Thou liest, malignant thing! Hast thou forgot the foul witch Sycorax, who with age and envy was grown into a hoop? Hast thou forgot her?
No, sir.
I must once in a month recount what thou hast been which thou forgetst.
Excellent, thank you both. So I'll throw this to both of you, and feel free to jump in as you wish, but talking about that hunter heartbeat method, how has that impacted your process in working on this show?
Well, I think, I mean, something that Blake has been really hammering in the rehearsal process is just the idea that we're playing here. You know, it's called a play, of course, but we're having fun. We're playing in the process. And I think that has made and cultivated a really nice environment where we all can really let loose and experiment.
100%. And solely the idea of sitting in a circle and never leaving the stage makes you feel so much more connected to the actors you're working with, even if you don't have any lines between the two of you. You're never taken out of the story. And I think that really helps with the build of it and the camaraderie of the cast, both in onstage chemistry and just working together in general.
Have either of you done a Shakespeare play before?
I have, yeah. I've done a couple.
Yeah, I was in A Midsummer Night's Dream, so it's been fun to deal with the connections between those two shows. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect comparison then. So in working with this method, how is the process different for you? How is the experience different?
I did, a couple of years ago, a production of Hamlet, and it was a much bigger cast than this, large ensemble, which was strange for that show. But it felt very disconnected in the process, which also, you know, is part of Hamlet. You know, there's disconnect between all of the characters or whatever, but it didn't feel quite as playful. It felt like this daunting task, which was fun in its own way, but there's something very lighthearted and fun and loving about this production that I've found.
Yeah, I think A Midsummer Night's Dream, as we were talking about, does have a similar energy to Tempest. I was Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream, so I felt more like I was the one being observed by the magical creatures and like things were happening to me. And in this process, it's more of like, I feel like I'm making things happen to other people and it's playing with a completely different dynamic, which I think is really cool. And yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
As we know, Shakespeare is used in many ways over the, you know, hundreds of years and adapted and turned into different styles, placed in different time periods. Blake, how are you approaching this particular production? Is it straight down the line? Are you doing anything unusual?
Well, it was after deciding that the world could not possibly use another Shakespeare production where everyone is in tights. That was kind of a launching point for design. we took the voyage that some of the characters take from Tunisia back to Italy as like, okay, we've got the Mediterranean Sea. That is just kind of where we are. And it's an island somewhere there. And we took our style of dress, at least an inspiration, from kind of 1700s, 1800s, but with a bit of a more modern tailoring, I think. So it's the idea of taking the, you know, what is ancient and bringing it into very much the present. So we try to have a little bit of a timeless quality to this production.
I'm sure that part of this is end result, but it feels like so much of this is also process. And was that a big part of why you chose the show in the first place?
Absolutely, yeah. In an educational setting, you know, it is very easy for process and product to be dealt with almost independently, where you have the public-facing product, which is important. I mean, that's effectively in a theater department, that's that's our research. And we want to make everything as, you know, glorious as we possibly can. But the process is more important. And as Franny alluded to, we've got all 11 actors in this show who are on stage, seated around the circumference of a circle the entire time. When they stand up and they're about ready to enter into one of their scenes, the audience will get to see effectively the transformation from actor into character kind of happening before their eyes. And they alluded to, yes, my endless loop of, hey, remember, we're playing here. But the play and playing should always be part of the process. And I think that's something that I've been really excited to see from the cast.
Well, it seems that even the product, so to speak, has a lot of elements from the process itself, even visually. Mm-hmm. You're talking about having people arrayed in a circle, and that sounds like it mirrors the process that you're going through as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are not necessarily taking a specific performance style from, say, Hunter Heartbeat Method, but a lot of the visual inspiration comes from, you know, my work with a lot of different groups of people. I have taught, you know, aspects of this method to, you know, certainly I've worked with kids on the autism spectrum. I've done them with military veterans. I use them in a first year seminar with, call it, quote, neurotypical college students. And you always find that the process leads to a lot of self-discovery.
Something developed maybe with a particular need in mind, but it sounds like it transcends that to be something interesting and useful for everyone.
Of course, yeah. I mean, one of the things about Shakespeare, we always hear about how universal his themes are, and that's absolutely true. But these characters are so specific, and it's my belief that in drama in general, you know, you achieve the universality through specificity.
Well, it sounds like an opportunity as an audience member who might come to the show to see a little bit of the background and the process, even as they view it.
That's my hope, yeah.
Well, I want to thank the three of you for coming in. The show, The Tempest, from Gonzaga Theater, runs Friday, March 20th to Sunday, March 29th, all taking place at Magnuson Theater, College Hall. I've been here with Blake Anthony Edwards, the director, Jack Champlin playing Prospero, and Franny Broderson playing Ariel. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.